Trump conspiring to incarcerate former President Barack Obama, by Shaka Boona. In the wake of Trump's Russia scandal to influence the 2016 United States presidential elections, President Trump made a series of unsubstantiated claims in tweets early Saturday that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism. And minutes later, is it legal for a sitting president to be wiretapping a race for president prior to an election? Turned down by court order, a new low. Trump later requested congressional intelligence committees exercise their oversight authority to determine whether executive branch powers were abused by Obama in 2016. Through a spokesman Saturday, Obama denied wiretapping Trump, and on Sunday, James Clapper, former director of national intelligence, says there was no court order to monitor communications at Trump Tower. And FBI Director James Comey requested the Justice Department to intervene because Trump's claims were not true. So why is President Trump now making these unsubstantiated claims about illegal wiretapping against former President Barack Obama? Is it what Democrats and the media believe it to be, a ruse, that Trump is really trying to change the subject from the ongoing investigation of Russian interference in last year's election in an attempt to cover up the truth by diverting attention on an unfounded Obama conspiracy to illegally wiretap Trump's communication at Trump Tower prior to elections? Is that really what Trump is scheming to do? Maybe Trump, Bannon, and the other white nationalists in the Trump administration are actually scheming to file federal criminal indictment against former President Barack Obama, the nation's first African-American United States president. For 8 years, Trump carried on a racist birther campaign against Obama that challenged his ethnicity, citizenship, and religious faith to undermine his legitimacy as president of the United States. Trump also aligned himself with the Republicans and Tea Party in a conspiracy to oppose everything former President Trump did and vowed to make him a one-term president. Trump then centered his 2016 presidential campaign in a message of dismantling former President Obama's political accomplishments. Trump then centered his 2016 presidential campaign in a message of dismantling former President Obama's political accomplishments, from immigration policies to the Affordable Care Act, and from regulation of governmental agencies to the Pacific Trade Agreement and Iran nuclear deal. President Trump's fixation on and hatred of America's first black president runs so deep that maybe just repealing Barack Obama's policies, impugning his honorable character, and besmirching his presidential legacy is not enough. It is highly plausible Trump and Bannon now seek to utterly destroy Obama by criminalizing and incarcerating him in federal prison. Are we witnessing the white nationalist Trump administration's stratagem to accomplish a legal lynching of America's first black president? From the belly of the beast at Prison Radio, I am Shaka Boona. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.